Good morning, it's Thursday, November 25th. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Rain and wind will increase throughout the day, with temperatures reaching a daytime high of 51 degrees and an overnight low of 47 degrees. Heavy rain and more river flooding are in the forecast through tomorrow. Tacoma could see between 1/2 and 1 inch of rain, while Olympia could get between 1 and 1.5 inches of rain by tomorrow afternoon. The heaviest rain should fall tonight. Travel over the mountain passes might ease as snow turns to rain with a rising snow level in the 6,000 to 8,000 feet range. It will be breezy along the coast. Rain continues and rivers will start to rise again, with most of the problem areas in King County and northward. Travelers should watch out for road ponding and localized flooding. A system will bring more rain on Saturday and Sunday, but the Olympics and North Cascades will take the brunt. Monday looks to be the only dry day, with another strong system poised to hit the region to finish out November. An ambitious plan to rezone residential areas in Tacoma is facing a barrage of proposed amendments. The Home in Tacoma package would overhaul residential land use, replacing single-family and multifamily low-density zoning with low-scale and mid-scale zoning. At a city council study session on Tuesday, some of the council members proposed 15 amendments. Mayor Victoria Woodards repeatedly advised the council to find ways to combine and streamline the amendments. Low-scale zoning would contribute to the city's missing middle housing that would include detached houses, duplexes, triplexes, cottage housing and, in some cases, fourplexes and small multifamily buildings. Mid-scale would also include low-scale development and small multifamily units. Those would generally be near shopping, transit and other services. A special council meeting will be scheduled due to all the proposed amendments, with another reading of the ordinance moved to December 7th. There are no injuries after a small plane made an emergency landing in Puyallup. Video shows the pilot carefully touching down on the runway Monday at the Pierce County Airport. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department said the pilot radioed that his landing gear was stuck, and he needed to land at Thun Field. The department shared video of the emergency landing yesterday on its Twitter account. Deputies said there was no structural damage to the plane. Zoolites returns to Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium in Tacoma for the holidays. This year the 34th annual event features more than 800,000 lights. That's 100,000 more than last year. Zoo horticulturist Justin Pfeiffer coordinates everything with a team of 25 employees and volunteers from the operations department. They spend weeks setting up the displays, which include new ones like green and blue hockey sticks representing the Seattle Kraken, light-up butterfly wings for selfies, and a new tunnel of lights. Visitors can expect to see familiar displays too, such as the Seahawks tree, Sasquatch, and a 23-foot-high Mount Rainier. There are also two Narrows bridges, a 100-foot giant pink and orange octopus, and the Flame Tree, which has been a staple for 33 years and uses more than 30,000 lights alone. Zoo Lights runs from November 26 through January 2. For COVID-19 safety, masks must be worn indoors and outdoors for all guests ages 5 and over. It might be the biggest sports rivalry in the state. The Apple Cup. When the University of Washington and Washington State University take the field this weekend, plenty of former high school football standouts will be on each sideline. The two programs list more than 250 student-athletes on the rosters ahead of the game. 90 of them played high school football in Washington. Those on UW's roster are looking to keep the Apple Cup in Seattle and extend their streak in this rivalry to 8 consecutive wins. Those on WSU's roster hope to bring it back to Pullman for the first time since 2012. There are 6 Huskies from Pierce County and 5 Cougars. This year's edition of the Apple Cup, which will be played for the first time since 2019 due to COVID-19, kicks off at 5 p.m. at Husky Stadium in Seattle. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. And telling the stories of Indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!